neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
At the time when he's on the way to Laban, so he had a special request that he asked Hashem to give him bread to eat and water to drink. So the question that is asked, obviously, bread you eat and water to drink. So how come he asked Ribono Shel Olam lechem le'echol and beged lilbosh, and clothing to wear, bread to eat and clothing to wear. So simply it means that, what does it mean?
He was robbed of everything.
I'm sorry?
He was robbed of everything, wasn't he?
I know, but this is a general blessing that he requested from Ribono Shel Olam. So the simple message here is, Chas v'Shalom, not for anyone, many might have many clothing that is sitting in their closet, but they don't wear it because they are stuck, God forbid, to the bed. And they have 3-4 refrigerator in the garage, in the house, and freezer that are full of food, but they don't eat it because they cannot eat it because they're not feeling well. So he asked, Ribono Shel Olam, please put me in a status that the bread that I have I'll be able to eat will not stay in the fridge, or the baguette, all the suit that I bought and the shoes will be usable, not just be sitting in the closet and collect dust. So that's a very main blessing that one could ask from Ribono Shel Olam, that be able to be healthy, that to use his blessing. That's one message. So lechem le'echol and beged lilbosh is a very simple, basic.
That's all we need, to have something to eat and have a free mind.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but it's a big challenge because we have, they call it TOO. You know what that is? No, it's a mentality, it's called TOO. The psychologists know about this.
You get it? Standing here, but you get it, pay, I don't know.
Because you're not satisfied with basic. It has to be two. Make sense? Yeah. So that's how people they go through a lot of pain, suffering, stress. They don't sleep at night because they're after
TOO.
TOO. Yeah. The TOO, it's Chas v'Shalom, does not permit you to have a long life. Because one thing that is not put in the bottle as a remedy, it's called inner peace. They don't sell it in pharmacy. It's not available. You have to create it. And then if you're not satisfied with the basic, obviously, so it's a lot of pain. Lots of pain. So, and that's one message. Happened to be a story about a speaker that was invited to give a speech. So they asked him how much he charged. He said $20,000 to give a speech. It's good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Airfare plus hotel
course.
Expense and so on. So the speaker arrived, so they take him to the hall that he is supposed to give a speech, and he noticed the lights are dim. He said, what is this? He said, oh, that's how, you know. So you're going to be a little hard, you know, it's dim lights. Yeah, you know. So, okay. So now, so how come people are not here? He said, the people are going to come 8:30. He said, but it was supposed to be 7:30. There's no, it's a little change. Then, okay, you know. So he sees the arrangement is a little bit, you know, meshubash, they call it, you know. So what is this? This is the way, it's a modern style, you know, that's how we do it. So what's the subject you're going to talk about? So that's the subject. No, this subject is not good, you know, you change the subject. So, but, you know, you're telling me another hour, you know, have to give a speech, but you're not changing the subject on me. Yeah, you know, why is going by everything? You know, the dim light, you know, the timing, the seating. How come? How come he's agreeing with everything? Why?
Money.
$20,000!
So he has 20,000 reasons.
You know, so what does it matter? What does it matter? What does it matter? Nahi Yaqub Shalom says, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me lechem lechol beger lilbosh. Why? Because if they give me too much, then I'm not going to be Yaakov Avinu. Then I'm going to change everything around. But what do you mean? You're not. This is not expected from you. You're supposed to be this. And you cannot sit here. It doesn't go. $20,000. Just deposit it right away. Actually, huh? How could it be such a thing? Huh? See, the biggest privilege in life here is that you don't put yourself that to be bribed, to give you shochat. And you grab it, why? Because as long as you benefit it, and they give you a gaon, I cannot disagree, because if I disagree, then I'm not the gaon anymore. So now, okay. And then you have the deposit in the bank, and that's it. This is such a powerful message in the life. We don't mind to be bribed, no matter who it is. Because when it says in the Torah, "Al tikach shochat," it's from a kid. It's from a kid. Age of 1 till 120 years. Because you love shochat, no matter it is. And then when you put your position, and you are in the position that you keep receiving shochat. Because the name you have, the position you have, they give you dab dabe ve kap kabe. Then you just close your eyes. How is this? It's just a misleading for people that then they look at you, they say, what is this? But you don't care. Why you don't care? Because ki hashochat ye'aver eine chachamim. Closes their eyes. Bisalef divrei tzaddikim. And it's such a sad thing, because you see how somebody that might have authority and he has to be the role model, see, wow, what is this? But because the shochat is given and you grabbed it, and anybody grabs it, this is too challenging to just put it away. No! And that's what Yaakov Avinu Shalom is teaching us, Ish Emet. Give me lechem lechol beged lilbosh. That's all. Don't chas v'shalom put me in circumstances that I'll be bribed. Then I'm gonna lie. I'm gonna say sheker is emet. Why? Because we cannot push away the shochat anymore. The bribe knocks you out. And that's what exactly we always have to have in mind. Don't chas v'shalom misuse the respect you're given, the name you're given, the position you're given. Don't, chas v'shalom, use it as a weapon. Don't, chas v'shalom, mislead people. And that's what exactly Yaakov Avinu asked Ribbono Shel Olam for us. Be careful. Eat your lechem, don't want any more. Don't, chas v'shalom, let people to take advantage of you. And that's the very, very important lesson in life, that we have to always make sure whatever we have, whatever we're given, don't, chas v'shalom, forsake the emet. The truth. And Shem is like, Bezat Hashem, to apply this important beracha in our life. And Bezat Hashem, Tover Emet, Bezat Hashem, Kol Yemei Chayenu. Koil HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koil HaNishomot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.